Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening Master Keys of Creation, where I show you how to create and attract the wealth, freedom, joy, well-being, and abundance that you desire in life, and how to be an unlimited, all-powerful, immortal, joyful, and infinitely abundant Master of Creation that you truly are, to literally make all of your dreams come true. All right, here we go. Unconditional alignment, the absolute pathway to ultimate joy, enlightenment, and fulfillment. And how to create the wealth, health, well-being, abundance, love, freedom, and fun that you desire. So what does everyone want more than anything? To feel good, be happy, and feel loved. And the love that everyone is looking for and wanting to experience is the love of Source, or to go old school, to feel the love of God. But most people don't know that, and if they do, they don't understand it and don't really understand what Source God really is. Most people believe God is a jealous, insecure, vindictive, punishing, father figure kind of God who needs you to act in pleasing ways to keep him happy. Otherwise, it's eternal hellfire for you. They see God as a conditionally loving God that will love you if you're good and follow the rules, and if not, withdraw love from you and spank you like a child, like your parents, if you don't. In other words, keep me happy or you are in the shit. When the truth is, God, Source, is the complete opposite and loves you completely unconditionally no matter what you do, good or bad. So when we came into our little baby bodies as divine souls, we came in 100% full of the love of our Source, full of alignment to abundance and full of well-being and love and joy. And then we started receiving external love from humans. But this love was conditional love, not the unconditional love of our Source. We started to then be guided by other people and by their love and their approval and admiration and affection, because it feels good to receive that kind of love and attention and affection from other people. And we start to become love and affection addicts, which makes us lose our connection to our own Source, because instead of being guided by our own natural state of unconditional love and infinite abundance, we started to allow ourselves to be guided by the conditional love of our parents and then siblings and then lovers and then teachers, etc. And we were taught to believe in the conditional love of humans and how to act in certain ways to receive that conditional love for our emotional and physical survival. So we were born unconditional lovers and livers, but we're taught to be conditional lovers and livers. Or more accurately, we were coerced into becoming conditional lovers. Because if we did anything unpleasing to our family, friends, and lovers, that conditional love was then withdrawn because we have not met certain necessary conditions to ensure their happiness. So if we can't get a constant supply of love from our parents because they won't love us, you know, unconditionally because they don't know how, well, we continue to search for other sources of love from lovers and friends and teachers and colleagues and coworkers and bosses, etc., and from the masses in the form of fame and significance. We become action junkies and success junkies and accomplishment junkies and significance junkies, where we try to prove our worth and significance with our accomplishments to receive approval and admiration from other people, basically so that other people will love us because we're doing something that makes them happy. And to use the beloved King Elvis's example as an analogy of our lives, we are only happy when we are on stage receiving the love and admiration from our fans. But off stage, we are empty junkies aching for another fix of external love from other people. Love that cannot ever be fully fulfilled because that is external, conditional love that is dependent on what you do. But as soon as you do something that your fans and family and lovers and children and government and society, etc., doesn't like, well, that love is quickly withdrawn and you are in the proverbial shit. Now you're back where everyone ultimately always is. You're alone again, naturally, with only your own thoughts and beliefs and perceptions about yourself. And if your worthiness and significance is dependent on others, well, you are screwed because now that love is gone. And you only have two choices at that point. Do something amazing again and again and again forever and ever to maintain the external love and admiration and affection and attention from other people, and basically kill yourself like Elvis, trying to maintain that love and countless other celebrities. Or a much more ultimately fulfilling choice is to rediscover your eternal divine significance and your priceless self-worth that is not dependent upon other people's love and approval or the approval of anything outside of you. And that significance, love and approval, only comes from your own source, from your own source self. And that love is unconditional love. That significance and worthiness and approval is not conditional upon anything that you do, like the humans. Your source loves you completely, unconditionally. That means if you become the protege of Darth Vader and become the leader of the evil empire and start blowing up planets with your Death Star, well, your source still loves you completely, unconditionally. Good or bad, sweet or evil, in the eyes of source, you're always sweet, because source never pays any attention to your dastardly evil deeds. Source never sees your alleged faults or pays any attention to your negative thoughts or your supposedly evil, hurtful, sinful deeds or desires. That's because not one part of you is actually evil or dark or bad or sinful or wrong or faulty in any way. Who you truly are is eternal, divine, source, love, joy, perfection. Who you truly are is pure love and joy and abundance and well-being. Who you truly are is pure alignment, pure enlightenment, pure light and pure love and pure joy. And everything else that is less sweet, so to speak, is just you playing a game of contrast. It's just you playing cowboys and Indians, soldier and peacemaker, lover and hater. It's just you sorting through the contrast of life, of nice things and shitty things, to give you clarity about what you don't like and don't want more of, to give you clarity about what you do like and do want more of. So whatever everyone truly wants in life, and what anyone wants truly in life, is alignment to source. They want unconditional alignment. Alignment to source's love and appreciation and admiration and honor and respect of you that is not conditional upon anything that you think, say, or do. Something that can't ever come from humans and is not supposed to come from humans. It is not any human's job to love you unconditionally so that they become the source of your alignment, your own source self, who you truly are as source, as God, is your only true source of divine alignment. Everything else is a pale comparison to the love of your own source. It is not your parents' job to be your source of alignment and source of unconditional love or approval. It is not your Prince Charming or your Princess Ella's job to be your source of unconditional love. So, if you're busy trying to prove your significance and worthiness by your success and accomplishments and how you treat others and how they treat you, by how much others admire you and love you, for your love or your uniqueness or your creativity or your wealth or accomplishments, etc., well, you're barking up the wrong tree, baby. You're never going to find it. Or if you do find it temporarily based upon your success and wealth and significance, and keeping people happy, well, it soon fades away as your fickle fans' attentions turn away to the next shiny, sexy lover or entertainer or winner, or you become another footnote in the history books. It is no one else's job to hold you as their constant object of love and attention. New lovers work hard at it in the early stages of relationships and marriages to try to keep their lover happy with flowers and chocolates and compromise and attentive sex. But soon, both parties feel utterly trapped in their self-made, agreed-upon, vowed-upon prisons from constantly focusing on their partner's joys and desires rather than their own joys and desires. And eventually, one or more of the parties gets tired of being bossed around by the warden and told how to think and how to act and to keep the other person happy. They get tired of being told they're selfish and uncommitted because they're not unselfishly making sure that the other partner is selfishly happy all the freaking time. In other words, how dare you selfishly think about your selfish needs and desires? Don't you know it's your job to think of my selfish desires and disregard your own? Typically, codependent compromise your own desires to keep the peace in the relationship style of marriage and relationship is a prison because it's not your job to make anyone else happy. And it is impossible to make anyone else happy anyway, because that's because you cannot create for another person and they cannot create for you. You alone are in charge of your own happiness, and other people can add to that happiness, but they cannot ever truly be the source of your happiness. They can't be, because only you and your own source self are the source of your happiness. And the key to creating and maintaining that unconditional love of source is alignment, which means stop thinking, saying, and doing things that are conditional in nature. The disconnect you from the unconditional nature of who you truly are as source. Because your natural state of being is alignment with the love of your source. And if you stop being negative and limited and doubtful in your thinking, then you will revert back to your natural state of unconditional alignment. If you stop relying upon conditions to get you into alignment, improved conditions so that you'll finally get into alignment, you'll just naturally and easily be in alignment with your natural source of unconditional love. So instead of looking at unlovable conditions in life and working hard to try to control these conditions by judging them and condemning them and trying to get rid of unwanted conditions and trying to manipulate and control these conditions so that these unlovable conditions will change and become lovable conditions, well, a much more efficient, easy, satisfying pathway is to be happy regardless of those unlovable conditions. Because the reason you want those conditions to change is so that you will feel happy. You want to be happy, so why not just be happy regardless of the conditions around you? This is a much more satisfying and enjoyable path, and a trillion times easier, because trying to keep the entire world happy, or even your own little world of family and friends and lovers happy, will literally kill you, because it's hard work and ultimately impossible to try to maintain the admiration of others, as the countless musicians and actors have shown us, who were addicted to the love of others to prove their worthiness and significance, which literally kills you. But the cool thing about choosing the path of unconditional self-love rather than external conditional love from others, by choosing the path of ease and allowance and unconditional alignment, is what you want that you know will make you happy when it manifests will manifest, because your natural state of joy is a vibrational match to your joyful desires. getting happy and staying happy unconditionally, aka unconditional alignment, is the absolute pathway of ultimate joy, fulfillment, satisfaction, and enlightenment. But it's not a pathway of asceticism. Say that three times real fast. It is not a pathway of asceticism whereby you disregard all physical pleasures and deny all physical desires to somehow get to a desireless state and you just sit and meditate and chant your entire life in a cave. That's repression and denial, not enlightenment. The idea behind that type of supposed spirituality is that desire somehow creates suffering, but it is not desire alone that causes suffering. It is thinking about a lack of your desires and not getting what you want that creates suffering and pain. Because when you think about things that you don't like and don't want and a lack of what you do want, you suffer because you are out of alignment with your source and you're out of alignment with your desires. Because your source only thinks about what you want, not what you don't want, and never thinks about a lack of what you do want. That very faulty premise that we need to give up desire or repress and deny certain desires or judge and punish certain desires as being wrong or bad or etc., so that we won't personally suffer or be punished by the supposed judging God for our alleged immoral behavior is 100% contrary to the unconditional nature of God's source in the universe and the truth that there is absolutely nothing wrong with any desire that anyone has. And the repression and denial of any desire is completely contrary to our natural state of being as desire creators and creators of worlds. It is a denial of our natural state as divine creators to desire and then create those desires into our physical realities, which literally expands the universe. Our desires are literally fueling the force of evolution and growth and expansion. And we are that force of evolution. We are the action team for this force of evolution. We did not come here to transcend this physical realm as if we are somehow stuck here or being punished and so we're being forced to be here. We're not stuck here. We all chose to be here for the fun of it. The purpose of life is joy, not enlightenment or physical transcendence. We're here for the purpose of joyful, fun creation. And unwanted things give us clarity about what to desire and then create next. Unwanted things are also the force of evolution in action, giving us clarity about what we don't like and don't want so that we will then, if we're smart, focus on creating that improved desire, focusing on what we do want into our physical reality. The problem is humans keep focusing on the contrast of unwanted things upon the things that cause their desires for wanted things and that have actually already created a solution. But humans keep banging the drum of the unwanted things that have created the improvement they desire. Humans typically focus on the contrast of unwanted things rather than using those unwanted things to give them clarity about what they want and then focusing on what they clearly want. Humans typically fall into the trap of focusing on the problem and hating the problem and needing to change the problem to feel better. But the problem can never change if all you do is focus on the problem and you need the problem to change in order for you to feel better. You got to understand that without the contrast of the problem, there would be no desire for a solution and improvement. So the problem births the solution. Without the problem, the solution could not exist. The improvement would never manifest, and the solution can never come if all you do is bang the drum of the problem. The solution can only come when you pivot your attention away from the problem and open to receiving the solution that the problem has birthed. And the only way to be open to the solution is to be happy, even though the solution that will make you happy isn't here yet. How can you get to Solutionville if you're on the road to Problemville? It makes no sense. It's illogical. You won't ever receive a happy result from an unhappy journey. Unhappy journeys only lead to regret and shame and guilt and pain and suffering and unfulfilled dreams and desires. Only happy journeys lead to the fulfillment of your desires. Only joyful journeys lead to joyful results. Sacrifice and hard work only leads to disappointment, not joyful, happy desires and prizes and manifestations. You get the gold medal by enjoying the delightful desire of being on that podium and receiving that medal way before you're ever close to getting onto that podium. And you get there by enjoying every step along the way of your journey to that podium. And without needing other people's support and praise and admiration of you along the way, and needing that support and admiration even when you actually are on that stage. In other words, your joyful journey of creation is for you and you alone. Because no one else ultimately even cares what you do or don't do, because remember, at the core of every soul is unconditional love. At the core of every being is source perfection and pure love. And whether or not you become the king or you die a pauper, every source self loves you unconditionally. And whether or not you accomplish anything of lasting significance is immaterial to source and immaterial to anyone else as they truly are as source. Because the only reason the humans want you to do anything significant is to make them happy, because most people don't know how to make themselves happy. And ultimately, everyone is completely selfish, and that is how it should be, because everyone creates their own realities and no one can create for anyone else. So everyone has no choice but to be only selfish, and you can't feel for anyone else and they can't feel for you. And every single individual person, no matter if they are babies or 100 years old or 200 years old, everyone is 100% selfishly in charge of their own happiness. So whatever your dream is, whatever you desire to accomplish or create in your life, do it for yourself and your own joy. Because the only reason you want to create something outside of yourself in physical reality is because you want your joy to inspire other people's joy. Yeah, you want the result, you want the fun stuff, you want the fun journey, but also you want to inspire other people's joy. You want other people to feel the ecstasy that you feel when you've created that. Your desire to be an entertainer is to experience the joy of alignment with joy, and so that other people may experience the same joyful alignment to their natural state of joy. The only reason you want the massive success and wealth is for the joyful journey of creating that success and wealth and the joyful result of that success and wealth for the fun of it, but also so that others may experience similar states of joy and ecstasy. The reason you want the creativity and want to create amazing things such as music or art or film, etc., is for the joyful journey of creating those beautiful, inspiring creations for your own experience and delight in your awesome, magical, divine creativity, but also to inspire others that they can experience similar states of ecstasy from their own joyful journey of creation. But your success and wealth and well-being and creativity and significance and worthiness and satisfaction and fulfillment has nothing to do with how other people feel about you. And because people are fickle, and some will love you for your success and wealth and wisdom and fame and creativity and for your joy and accomplishments and your awards, etc., while others will hate you for it because your success and happiness just illuminates their supposed failure and shoves their lack of happiness and lack of success and lack of wealth and lack of creativity and worthiness and lack of satisfaction and fulfillment, just shoves it in their faces. So some people will build you up because it feels good to do that, because they or in alignment with their own success, while others will try to tear you down and look for faults to emphasize so that they feel better about themselves, because misery does love company and they don't feel good about themselves. But it matters not what other people are doing, how they think, and how they feel about you, because your alignment and your joy and your love and your well-being and your abundance is not dependent on their attention or appreciation of you, because they cannot create for you. Your success, well-being, joy, satisfaction, and abundance has nothing to do with anyone else but you and your own source and your alignment to that source. And it's easy to know when you are in alignment with your source, because you feel good. You feel good because you're thinking in unconditional, unlimited, prosperity-oriented ways, which is the same way your own source self thinks. You feel good because you're thinking about the joys of being, doing, and having what you want, which is the exact same way that your source thinks. And it's easy to know when you're out of alignment with source's unconditional love, because you feel bad because you're looking at unlovable conditions and wanting to change conditions and what other people are doing to feel good. Basically, you're thinking in conditional ways rather than unconditional ways. You're thinking about what you don't like and don't want, but your source is focused on the things that you do like and do want. So you feel bad because you're out of sync with your source and your positive desires, and you feel bad because you're judging and condemning conditions and feeling powerless and helpless in comparison to those supposedly powerful conditions that are controlling you, and you're hating those conditions and hating the problem that has inspired the solution. But your attention upon the problem is light years away from the solution. But you don't feel bad because of the problem itself. The real reason you feel bad is because you're focused on the problem rather than the solution, which means you're focused in a contrary manner to your own source, who is 100% focused on the solution. The problem, what you have identified that you clearly do not want, has inspired your source to immediately focus on the solution, which is the improvement that you desire. And you feel bad because your source self is not focused on the problem at all. Your source is 100% focused on the solution, the improvement that you desire. Your source is focused on the new creation, not the old problem that has birthed that creation. Your source self is 100% focused on the joy of the new creation, not the pain of the old problem that has birthed that new joyful creation. Your source self is focused on the wealth and infinite abundance, not the lack of wealth that has birthed that new abundance. Your source is focused on the health and vitality and fitness and shape and well-being that you truly desire, not the illness and lack of vitality and lack of fitness and lack of well-being that has birthed your new immense health and well-being. Your source is focused on a thriving, healthy, growing, expanding, happy, vital environment and nature and thriving flora and fauna, and healthy oceans and rivers and land and trees, etc., not the destruction and exploitation and ignorant greed and disconnection from love that has birthed this new amazing thriving environment on earth. You feel bad because the contrast of unwanted things has inspired a desire for improvement, and your source has already become that desire. So you have already expanded, but when you keep focusing on the problem that has inspired your expansion, well, you're not keeping up to speed with that expanded you, with that source you that has already expanded from your desires. You don't have to physically, on this planet, in your body, be, do, or have that physical desire that the source you has already vibrationally become yet. You just have to be focused in that positive direction as your source. You just have to be open to receiving it. You just have to be open to the joy of experiencing it. You just have to be open to the emotion of it, to feeling the joy of it. So your mantra, your affirmations, should go something like this. I choose my joy and happiness. All my joy, happiness, well-being, prosperity, and fulfillment are not conditional upon what I do or accomplish or create or win or achieve. And my joy, happiness, well-being, abundance, and satisfaction are not conditional upon what other people think, say, do, or believe. And what other people think, say, do, or believe is none of my business. And what I think, say, do, or believe is none of their business. I alone am the creator of my own joy, happiness, well-being, prosperity, satisfaction, and fulfillment. I am joy. I am significance. I am priceless self-worth. And I don't have to do anything to prove my worthiness or my significance to anyone, including myself or to God or to my source, or prove anything or accomplish anything to try to generate happiness, because I am happiness. I am joy. And so joy is not something I need to somehow get from others to be happy or possess. I am love. And so love is not something I need to get from others to feel loved. I am loved by the source self I truly am unconditionally, which means I love myself unconditionally. And I don't have to do anything or prove anything or accomplish anything to receive that love. In fact, I don't have to get love or receive love or try to stockpile love as if it is a commodity that I can buy or own or give away or sell or agree upon to receive. I am love. My essence is love and joy and infinite well-being and abundance. In fact, nothing I desire or believe that I lack in some way is something that I need to get and possess or receive, because every wonderful thing that I desire, I am already that desire. I am the love that I desire. I am the abundance that I desire. I am the health and vitality and well-being that I desire. I am the wealth and the riches and the freedom and the success and the fame and the significance and the creativity and the brilliance and the wisdom and the enlightenment and the satisfaction and the excitement and the fulfillment and the fun and the joy I desire. I am every good thing that I desire to experience in life. I am the generosity and the compassion and the caring and the gentility and the inspiration that I desire. All of these wonderful things that I wish to be, do, and have in my life, I am already these things. They are my natural divine states of being. And I am lacking in absolutely nothing I desire. I am prosperous in everything that I desire. Everything that I desire, I already am, and everything I desire, I can be, do, and have easily and effortlessly in my life. And every wonderful thing that I desire to be, do, and have in this physical realm, who I truly am as source, has already become those joyful desires. And all I have to do is be an unconditional aligner and just be happy regardless of the conditions of my life. And those desires that already exist in vibrational source reality will manifest into my physical reality. They have to. That's how the law of attraction works. All I have to do is not do things that block those desires from manifesting, like doubting them or trying to prove that I deserve them or working hard and sacrificing things that I love or want or sacrificing joy to receive them. All I have to do is allow the blessings that I desire to rain down freely upon me and then enjoy the delicious delight of those physical manifestations. It is not my job to try to change external conditions or people to feel good and get what I want. It is only my job to get into alignment with joy, which aligns me to source and which aligns me to my desires, which aligns me to the manifestation of my desires, which aligns me to more joy and more fun and more abundance and well-being and forever and ever with no worries and no hurries. There is nowhere to go and nothing to do except wherever and whatever I choose to be, do, and have, because it's fun to do, or it's fun to be it, or it's fun to have it. Life is a joyful adventure, and I am going to enjoy every delicious moment and every single step of that fun adventure. There is nowhere I'm supposed to go except where I joyfully desire to go. And I have all of eternity to get there. So, I hope you enjoyed this amazing bunch of master keys of creation about unconditional alignment so that you can become unconditionally aligned to the joy and the abundance and the well-being and the fulfillment that you desire. If you got something from us, please comment, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get notified of new videos. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your journey of awesome magnificence. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!